Hello, everyone. If you got to this podcast, it means that A, I decided to edit it and release it, and B, it means you're either a really good friend or you're curious, and that's okay too. I'm also very curious to see. Curious. Why can I not say that word right? So my name is Natalie. I am 22 years old, just living life. I grew up in the Bay. I'm a Cali girl. Every time I say Cali girl, I just want to sing, California girls were unforgettable, fine, fresh, fierce, we got it on lock. Anyways, that's my debut. Yeah, I'm also a singer. No, I'm just kidding. Basically, so for the longest time, I've been wanting to start a podcast. And, you know, like sometimes I'll be having like these deep talks with my friends and they'll be like, oh, I should start a podcast. And I don't know, I feel like it's so much easier said than done. Right now I'm talking to my phone, okay? Next time I'll record on my microphone, but I was just like in the car. I'm just gonna record, see what comes out, and I'll do with it whatever I wanna do with it. If you like, I don't know, listening to people ramble on about whatever's going on in their heads, stay tuned. I wanted to do this episode on a topic that is very dear to me, and that is the notion that boys are not hobbies, okay? I feel that every girl needs to go through this phase where boys are a hobby for her, and I go through it. It's an on and off thing. It's a battle, okay? It's a struggle. Sometimes I remember that I have my own life and that boys are not everything, and then other days I'm like, okay, well, this new guy just came in and like I'm just gonna make my whole life about that person. I guess we can start at the beginning. What is the beginning? Well, so I've always had this thing where it started in high school. Actually, no, it started in middle school. For as long as I can remember, since I was like 12, maybe even 11, to be honest, I've just been like obsessed with boys, okay? Like obsessed. Like I'll find a guy I like and be like, okay, I remember thinking this one time. I was like, okay, Valentine's Day is in 2 weeks. That means I have 14 days to make him have a crush on me. What the fuck was going on in my head? Okay, I don't know. That's fucking weird. So I was like boy crazy, always with little boyfriends or like crushes or whatever. And you know, at this age, everyone's like that. Everyone's like kind of figuring out, you know, first kiss, liking boys, like ew cooties. I don't know, weird shit. And then in high school, I was just always with a boy, always like boyfriend or like finding a new guy to be obsessed with. I don't know. It was like I still had my things, you know, I was on the cheer team, I had school, but it's like I needed some kind of boy to keep my brain occupied. And I don't know what made me so drawn to the idea of boys. Was it like the future? Was it having a boyfriend? Was, you know, like falling in love like such an attractive thing? Is it something that I really, really wanted for myself? I don't know, dude. I have no idea. But all I know is that it did consume me. And I remember at one point I had a boyfriend for a year, and that was like very calming, you know? It was like finally I had room for myself in a way, because I didn't have to be like obsessed about the unknown, like what's gonna be with this dude, like blah blah, like, you know, I was set, like we were good, we were in a relationship, everything was fine. And then we broke up and I went crazy, okay? I was like boys, like I didn't live for anything except for boys. Boys were an actual hobby. It was like finding a new guy. I don't know. It was the game. It was the drama at school. I don't know. All that stupid shit. And then you graduate. And then it's like, okay, what now? Slowly, I started to understand that, okay, I don't have any hobbies. I just, like, on the weekends when I don't have to do anything, I just watch Netflix. I started thinking of things that I used to like doing as a child. I really enjoyed singing and dancing and, you know, writing and creating. And so I tried, I actually tried getting into drawing. I am into it. I love drawing. I love painting, but I don't like to create drawings and paintings. I like to, you know, look at those like little 5-minute easy beginner acrylic tutorials and just like do that. And then it's like, oh my God, I can paint. Like, no, dude, you know how to follow instructions, but okay, whatever. Where was I going with this? Hobbies. Yeah. Basically, it just sucks. Like, you know, it sucks to go out and like hang out with your friends and be like scouting for a boy. Like, that sucks, you know? It like stops you from being present in the moment. You know, it's like uncontrollable when you start thinking about boys because the attention is just so fun and it's so consuming and you're like, oh, but what if this happens and this happens and this? It's like, shut up. This is not reality. Stop fantasizing, stop dreaming up some bullshit, because usually fast track, the guy typically does not live up to the expectations in your brain, which is honestly like pretty impossible because you fantasize like the thing you want most in the world. And when you fantasize, it's just that, it's a fantasy. It's not real. It's not realistic. That's very dangerous territory. And I advise not going there. So I've been taking the last few months to just really work on myself. Like, I had this epiphany about a month ago where, ew, there's a rat in the parking lot. That's just, oh my God, that's a huge rat. Oh, actually, it's kind of cute. Okay, why did I have this epiphany? Because I was consumed, like my brain has been consumed by this guy. Okay, for like 3 weeks, all I could think about was the guy. And it's like, dude, get a life, bro. Like, what the, how are you turning another person into your whole life? It's different if you're in a relationship with someone, or like, even if you're in a relationship with someone, I don't believe that their life should be all you think about. But in general, that would make it a little better. Like, I wasn't even in a relationship with this person. So for that to be taking up all my energy, all my mind space, that's insane. So after that had happened, I like just kind of took a step back and was like, what the fuck are you living for? Like, you are living for a guy? Do you not have your own hopes and dreams? Do you not have goals? So I really sat down with myself and asked myself, like, what do I love to do? What makes me happy? And again, I thought back to what I enjoyed doing as a kid, to like the happiest times in my life. And that was generally dancing or singing, or I don't know, like watching movies that I really like, you know, like kind of sci-fi romance kind of stuff. I really enjoy those. And I don't know, books, nature, like just concrete things that make me happy rather than fantasies that give me that kind of like satisfaction, I guess, of, I don't know, like I get excited by those things. So I just kind of lose it. And I'm like, I get into it and I spiral and I'm like, oh, this could be so fun. If only this was reality, blah, blah, blah. Stop. Okay. Wake up, look at what's in front of you and start making your life how you want it to look like. And first of all, you need to understand what you want your life to look like. Do I want my life to look like me sitting in my bed dreaming of things that are never going to happen? No, I want to go out and do the things I love and enjoy my time on this planet, you know? So ever since that epiphany, I've been just really, really investing in my hobbies and investing in whatever I'm doing. You know, for a really long time, for the last few years, I just haven't been investing in what I'm doing. I just did everything like half-hearted, going through the motions and just kind of going through life, because like sometimes, you know, life deals you cards and you're like, ugh, well, I fucking hate this. I don't want to do this. You know, like right now my job isn't really what I want to be doing career-wise, but that's okay because I know it's just temporary. But even though it's temporary, I'm still going to invest all my time and effort into it, because at the end of the day, if you're not completely investing in what you're doing, what's the point of even doing it? If you have a positive mindset about whatever it is that you're doing, you're automatically going to see A, results, and B, you're going to feel a lot better about whatever it is that you're doing. You know, like I sit at a computer desk for like 8 hours a day and I don't know if I like it that much. And it's not about the money. It's not about, I don't know, it's not about anything surface level. It's just about me giving 100% to anything that I'm doing. I'm in the present. I'm going to give my all to the present because that's what's going to make me feel good at the end of the day. One of my dance teachers said this, and I really, really love that she said this. every day you can give your 100%. That 100% isn't going to look the same every day. But if you know in your heart that you tried your best and that's the best you can do for that day, you're automatically going to feel good about yourself. You're going to feel satisfied. You're going to know, I don't have any regrets. I did whatever I could, and that's it. And just accept yourself. Natalie on a Tuesday, that's, I'm accepting myself. Natalie of 1 year ago, that's the best she could do at that time. Natalie in 1 year from now, let's see where that's going to go. But I'm sure it's going to be great, because as long as I'm giving up 100% of myself every day, and you know, 100% could be me laying on the couch, hanging out with my friends, but I'm not leaving my home today. And that's me 100%. But I gave it my all, you know, like you have days that could look like that as well. If you give 200% every day, let's say, then you're going to end up burnt out. Like, fuck off. Okay, wait, I just got really off track. Okay, my original topic was boys are not a hobby. I don't know how I got here. With this epiphany of like my hobbies and stuff and, you know, investing in myself and giving 100% every day, it's like I don't have this kind of void that needs to be filled by a boy, if that makes sense. Like, you know, boys are all fun and games. I think other people might enjoy those games a little more than me. And that's super fair and legit. And everyone has a right to live however they want. But if you are someone that it does annoy them, that it consumes them like it did me, then, well, this is perfect for you. If the right guy comes along, he's going to come along and it's going to happen. You know, you have to have faith in that. And not fantasize about what could be all the time, because that's going to get you nowhere. Literally fantasizing gets you nowhere. Doing gets you so many places. And it doesn't even matter what you do, as long as you give it 100%. I still don't have a boyfriend and I don't have boys to play around with. But honestly, that's not really my goal right now. So it's fine. I won't lie. Sometimes when I see couples or I see like movies with romance, I'm like, oh, well, I guess I could be flirting more. I guess I could be going on dates more. But there's something so much more satisfying about working on yourself. And I'm not saying like emotionally, I mean, like externally, you know, like, what are you doing in your everyday life? What are you getting up for? You know what I mean? So I get up and I'm like, okay, I have a routine, like I do my stretches. I'm going to make my coffee. I'm going to make my bed because that's what makes me feel good. I'm going to get this and this and this done. I'm going to be like productive. That's my favorite motto right now. Like, boys are not a hobby. I think that's all I have to say about this subject, because that's just kind of where I'm at right now. Thanks for listening all the way. If you did, you're a real one. And stay tuned for more.